A sea of red shirts with white lettering saying "Don't tax the sun" took over the steps of the California Public Utilities Commission building in San Francisco. Homemade signs in the crowd of more than 200 people read "Save Solar" and "Light is for Everyone." Climate activists rallied in both San Francisco and Los Angeles to oppose what's called the Net Energy Metering, or NEM 3.0, proposal by the PUC. Solar advocates call the proposal a solar tax and charge that it will target homeowners with solar panels who in many cases are working class and lower income residents who installed solar in part to receive credits for contributing excess energy to the grid. The new fee structure would add a fee of $300 to $600 a year for homeowners with solar panels and would dramatically reduce credits for contributing their excess electricity. Lower-income households, who currently make up more than half of the rooftop solar market in California and represent the fastest-growing segment of the rooftop solar market, stand to lose the most from this proposal. Vice Mayor Alex Walker Griffin of Hercules in the East Bay reminded the crowd that California has always had problems with environmental racism. He says it's important to fight the new PUC proposal to combat the inequity built into
dry years, the lack of rain. It's no mystery what's causing it. That is why we say no to the solar tax, because again, we want every Californian, regardless of who they are, to be able to participate in a clean and just environment.
Speakers from a wide array of organizations, including Green the Church, the Coalition for Environmental Equity and Economics, and the Green New Deal Alliance, as well as local organizers and business owners, pumped up the crowd. Laura Dehan, the State Director of Environment California, says that California currently leads the nation in terms of rooftop solar, but the PUC proposal could completely reverse that. She says that California should be working on increasing solar energy's potential to fight climate change.
Right now, here in our state, we have enough rooftops to meet more than three quarters of our entire state's electricity needs. That's just incredible. We should be covering all of the roofs with solar panels so we can catch that sunlight and use it instead of burning the fossil fuels that are killing our planet.
Over 140 protesters made their voices heard during public comment in person, with dozens more calling in from home. The Public Utilities Commission will take public comment until June 24th, with a potential decision in early July. I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan, reporting for KPFA.